Welcome everyone to this week's weekly market update. It's actually Monday, May 22nd. We got a little bit bogged down late in the week last week, so we missed putting out that podcast. So I figured that we would put one out today, given that on Thursday, we won't be doing a podcast on Thursday. It's going to be in remembrance of Memorial Day. So I figure we better go ahead and do one today, just to kind of provide a brief update. Obviously, the S&P, just the markets in general, but the S&P last week, about midweek, started a pretty good little rally. Let's see, we opened up on Wednesday at 41.26, and we went as high as, I think, 42.26. So that's a 100-point range to the upside, obviously. Obviously, when we see big ranges, we prefer them to be to the upside. And I think a lot of that was on hopes of I think it was two things. I think it was on hopes of negotiations maybe being successful over the debt ceiling deadline, which we'll talk about in a minute. I think it was also due to there being at one point last week, and I believe it was Tuesday or Wednesday, there was a 91.7% probability of no change in the upcoming Fed fund rate announcement, and that is on June 14th. I actually want to pull it up, looked at it earlier today. I did notice that 91.7% going into Friday and this morning had turned into like 70-something percent. So right now it's up to 80% of no change on the June 14th meeting. And obviously the markets, I think, will very likely rally on at whatever point they say we're done raising. Markets, the equity markets, should very much be a beneficiary of that. At one point, I would have said there's almost no chance, and statistically, there was almost no chance that they would raise again. But, with various data, econ data coming out last week, the last 2 weeks really have been pretty jam-packed with economic releases, that started to shift. And I was a little concerned at one point. I think last week it even dipped below 70%. So in other words, meaning it was above 30% chance that they would hike yet again. And so I don't think really anybody wants to see that happen. I think that I will continue to go back to what I said all of last year in regards to the interest rates, saying they need to do more. Now, I know that was probably, it wasn't a common opinion, and it probably would not have even been a popular opinion because it was the fastest rate hike cycle pace that we've seen maybe ever in terms of the duration of it, but or the amount in the duration that it was. But the reality is they needed to get rates higher faster. And I don't think we would have had this prolonged inflationary environment. That's where I felt like we could really get into 6-8% fixed rates, like we did the last time we were in this environment. But they dragged it out for whatever reason. And so two things I guess to really point out on that. One is when they do pause, equity markets will accelerate, and the fixed rate. Markets will, I don't even know if decelerate is the right word, they will dramatically drop. In fact, in that world, we've already seen rates drop. At one point, there was one that was, I think, either 5.45 or 5, maybe 5.5, and now that is down to 5.2. That's purely off of the anticipation of a pause. So, we've heard us talk a lot about the fact that much like the market, where the market takes the stairs up and the elevator down, so do fixed rates. And it doesn't take a rate decrease out of the Fed in order for fixed rates to decrease. It just takes the idea that it's on the horizon. And what that would likely tell you is that we could expect to see some rate cuts even by this time next year. And I think that's very likely because, again, markets in general, are 6 to 9 months forward looking. And, 9 months from now is 6 to 9 months from now, actually looking at the probabilities, is very likely that we're going to be in a rate decrease environment. So that'll be very good for our portfolios that are invested in the marketplace, in the equity markets. We are, I think we mentioned on the last podcast, last couple of them, we are going to increase our allocation into certain commodities, particularly grains. And so we're looking to do that. Basically, before we do anything, though, we want to get past this debt ceiling because I do think it would be, if they were not able to come to some sort of agreement. I mean, they're going to come to an agreement. We all know that. It's just a matter of, are they going to go past the deadline or not? And, it's a bunch of political posturing. I don't think that's news to anybody. But, it just depends on how far they'll let it go. And I think the result would be very similar to 2011, where it was like a 17% drop pretty quickly. And I think in today's terms, that would probably be somewhere around 20% to 22%, something like that. And so, I mean, that's not small. And while I don't think it'll happen, there's always a chance that it could, given that we have the exact same political makeup now as we did in 2011. And so much like we did with our forecast of where the S&P would end up last year in a rate hike cycle, because history does very much seem to repeat itself in the markets. And quite frankly, we just took what happened in the fourth quarter of 2018. We took that drop, which is around roughly 25%, and we deducted 25% off of the prices that we were out. And that's how we got to that level. So 2011 in today's terms, let's just call it 20%. I don't think it's going to happen, but we want to be prepared. I don't think we're going to be missing out very much by sitting and waiting, because I don't think a lot's going to happen between now, unless it's a decision or an agreement that comes out between now and that. And interestingly enough, the next Fed meeting is going to be right smack dab in the middle of, the potential for that deadline to have, surpassed. No one really knows when that deadline is. It's as early as June 1st, I think as late as August 28th. I do know that I said on the last podcast that June 8th is supposed to be standing out for some reason as a date to watch in terms of the debt ceiling. Again, I don't think we'll get there, but you just never know, especially in today's times. So we do anticipate, all of that was really to say, we do anticipate either raising more cash the closer we get to that date, or potentially, if they come to an agreement, redeploying the cash that we do have, as well as part of that redeployment would be into the commodities. So a long-winded way of saying that's kind of our game plan. But for now, I feel very comfortable sitting on a cash position. Technically, looking at the markets, particularly the S&P, I still can make a very valid case technically for why we should see a pullback, we'll call it. The 4,000 is kind of crazy that, in today's marketplace, 200 points in the S&P could be termed a pullback, but it really is. Think about what we said right at the beginning of this podcast. We had a 100-point range just from Wednesday to today, or really Wednesday to Friday. And so 200 points, little pullback, and that would, I think, open itself to 4,400 as being the next stop. I will say this, and I think this is partly why we're seeing that move from, mid-90s, basically mid-90% no rate adjustment or rate hike to all the way down to in the 70s. I think it actually got into the 60s. I think a big part of that is the Fed has been clear. Well, I don't know if they've been crystal clear, but it's pretty clear to me that they are trying to limit the market from just moonshot higher because I think they fear that people will continue to spend more money because their portfolios are doing better. And that's be counteracting what they're trying to accomplish, which is less spending, which is why they want to increase unemployment. And so, and they're trying to keep the market in a certain place to prevent people from, or discourage, I should say, not prevent, but discourage people from spending. And of course, we have moonshot, like from here straight up to 44.50, we'll call it. And that could happen, but I think that's where you would see the Fed come back out and say, well, we're not done yet. So for a couple of different reasons, I would like to see the market, the S&P, settle back into a 4,000, give us a good opportunity to redeploy cash. So that's one reason. But another reason is if the market doesn't pull back, then I fear that probability is going to continue to go up in the sense of potential another potential rate hike. I don't want to see that. Because we as a, you know, as a marketplace have spent quite a little while now pricing in the idea of now we're done. Now we just gotta wait. What I think will be March of next year for those rate decreases. But I think the market will very much appreciate just a pause. And I don't know that we're going to get that if we don't sort of pull back in that 4,000 range. I do very much think the statistics will hold up for an end of year return between 12 and 16%. You know, we talked about all the various statistics as to, you know, how you can make a case for that. And I think that will happen. I think the Fed will allow that to happen, but it's got to happen towards the end of the year. I don't think, you know, I mean, we're barely into the second quarter here. A move all the way up to 44.50. I don't think they're going to stand for that. So, you know, that might sound a little bit kind of wild for me to say that, but I do think that that is the ultimate goal that they're trying to accomplish here. And that's ultimately to get rid of inflation. Best way to get rid of inflation, discourage spending. So, all that being said, I kind of think we kind of jumped around a little bit there, but I did want to just point out, we do have a plan for what's going on. And for the portfolios, how we're going to position ourselves in a couple of different scenarios. The one tricky part will be if they come to an agreement and this, and the market just, you know, just really starts to move higher, then of course we got to make a decision on the cash. And the answer to that is we would be heavier in commodities. Of course, we don't want to average ourselves up with the market. So we would likely utilize more than normal allocation into various commodities, and then if it does what we think it's going to do, we just pull back to 4,000. Then we would have probably our average allocation into commodities, and then of course redeploy the rest of that cash probably yet again into the S&P itself, as that's been working pretty well for us. So with that being said, I'm going to wish everyone a good week. Thank you to all of our veterans and fallen heroes on this upcoming Memorial Day. And look forward to doing this again next week. I probably do need to point out, we are closed. I think most financial places are closed on Monday. So just kind of point of reference there as well. But again, thank you to all of our veterans. And we look forward to doing this again next week.